This is The Takeaway coming to you from KUT in Austin, Texas, and from arming teachers in elementary schools to a very different proposal from one of our local voices of change. In Travis County, Texas, a different idea, get rid of gun shows. Gun shows permit private sales of guns without a background check. It's a loophole under current law, according to critics. Now people in Travis County, which includes Austin, want to change that. Travis County Commissioner Sarah Eckhart joins me now to discuss some changes right here in this local community. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you envision, and how do you ban gun shows? What kinds of laws have to change?
Well, first, we have to look at the state construct. We would have to have a state law that regulated guns, gun transactions that are within the state. And right now, state law does not regulate gun traffic that is transacted within the state.
So you'd have to have a regulatory regime for guns to begin with inside Texas before you could even get to gun shows, right?
Correct. The loophole isn't so much a loophole as just the fact that federal law doesn't reach down to transactions that occur within the state.
What's the difference between a Walmart and a gun show in terms of law and local regulations that county commissioners would write?
Well, Walmart it's a national corporation, and so there's guns moving over state lines, and so they are regulated by federal law. But with a gun show, you have a face-to-face transaction of an individual who may have a collection and may be transacting 1,000 gun transactions a year, but still it's a face-to-face transaction of a collector, and therefore they're not covered by federal law because their transaction isn't in interstate commerce.
But what if I say, all right, we're not going to call them gun shows anymore. We're going to call them collections of individuals who think like Daniel Boone,
And that is exactly to the point. Loophole is probably not an appropriate word for it, but nevertheless, guns are being transacted, and I think that gun transactions are being made, and I think most people in Texas believe that we should only sell guns to individuals who are law-abiding and mentally competent. So I think we should regulate those gun sales.
What if instead of a ban on gun sales, the regulatory regime that exists federally was brought into gun shows? Would you support that?
I don't believe that the regulatory regime at the federal level can be brought into gun shows because we do have a separation between the federal and the state transactions. If they are not in interstate commerce, you can't bring federal law all the way down into the states. But I think it is appropriate, even in a state like Texas, that we regulate the transaction of face-to-face gun sales. We do not, as a people, want individuals who have criminal backgrounds or have been adjudged incompetent mentally to purchase guns.
Because Austin, politically, has been noted on this program on more than one occasion, is politically a little different than the rest of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Does this amount to a kind of, you know, Berkeley, California declares a nuclear-free zone sort of symbolic gesture in the sense that you could have a gun show right next door that's probably a 15-minute drive away?
There is a danger to that. Certainly, you don't want to pass policy at the local level that simply feels good and doesn't do any good. But I think that the Exposition Center, which the city and the county jointly own, I don't think that the Travis County taxpayer or the city of Austin taxpayer is interested in subsidizing gun sales where we cannot ensure that a background check has been done.
Before we go, what can you do here at the county level to force this issue and maybe get some statewide legal changes as well as what you can do here on the local level?
Well, under the current law, I think the best we can do is prevail upon the Sacks at Gun Show to voluntarily require background checks for all of the transactions. It wouldn't be much beyond what they're already doing. My anecdotal understanding is that most of the purveyors at the Sacks at Gun Show are federally licensed. But for those who aren't, they should do a background check.
Sarah Eckhart, Travis County Commissioner on banning gun shows in Travis County, Texas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.